Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Massive problem on the road of Central Joburg. There has been an accident on the M1 South near the Crown Interchange. It's affecting the traffic in a northerly direction as well. You can expect delays there on the southbound highway from Rosebank and a collision in Bedford View on the N3 North near Van Buren Road.
The Departments of Education in Gauteng confirmed the death of the deputy principal of the Rivoni Secondary School. He was shot at the Krisani Mall in Ekurhuleni, where he was attending a school-related meeting. And then to Limpopo, the police there are investigating the death of a man who seemed to have shot himself on the N1 in Mokopane. The man was wanted by the police in connection with the murder of his girlfriend in Pongola in KwaZulu-Natal. And moving abroad, in Germany, the police says it shut down a very large child pornography website with hundreds of thousands of users. Six people with links to the network have been arrested. One suspect's computer contained 13.5 terabytes of data, the equivalent of 3.4 million photos. And all of these were of little girls. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 5.
Sports news brought to you by Superbet. Winning isn't just for your team. Win for yourself at superbet.co.za. Superbet, the place to bet, spin, play, and win.
Well, we start off with some rugby news. The Vodacom Bulls have loaded their touring squad with a dozen capped Springboks as coach Jake White made good to a promise to include several of his marquee players on the three-match tour that is the next phase of the Vodacom United Rugby Championship campaign. The Bulls take on the Ospreys on Saturday, followed by the Scarlets a week later, and then Benetton on the 25th of October, the final tour game before coming home. The squad includes World Cup winners Vili Leroux, Kudli Arantsa, and Kanan Moody as well. Novak Djokovic powered through to the last 16 of the Shanghai Masters earlier today, steamrolling Italian Flavian Coboli 6-1 and 6-2 in just over an hour. The world number two, Paula Badosa, well, she's withdrawn from this week's Wuhan Open, according to organizers, amid a racism row over an online photo. Media outlet at Britain's The Telegraph newspaper reported earlier that Badosa had posted a photo on Instagram in which she appeared to imitate a Chinese face by placing chopsticks on the corner of her eyes. And Protea white ball coach Rob Walter said that the Ireland series was a great result for the team, but the process of building depth was more important. The Proteas completed their white ball tour to the United Emirates, where they lost last Monday's ODI against Ireland by 69 runs in Abu Dhabi. There is some live cricket on the go at the moment at the T20 World Cup. Of course, it is the Ladies World Cup. Australia women taking on New Zealand women, with Australia choosing to bat first. At the moment, 49 for 1 after 7.4 overs. And in the test match between the English and the Pakistanis, well, Pakistan were bowled out for a mammoth 556 in response after 20 overs. England on 96 for 1. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Spin away, away, and keep the reel spinning with Superbets, with daily promotions and a chance to win up to 1.6 million rand every week. The excitement never ends. Bet, spin, play, and win big with Superbets. Sign up now at superbets.co.za. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. National Gambling Toll-Free Counseling Line 0800 006-008.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar.